January 5, Gift of God's Love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. How can we understand God? How are we to know our Father? We are to call him by the endearing name of Father. And how are we to know him in the power of his love? It is through diligent search of the Scriptures. We cannot appreciate God unless we take into our souls a great plan of redemption. We want to know all about these grand problems of the soul, of the redemption of the fallen race. It is a wonderful thing that after man had violated the law of God and separated himself from God, was divorced, as it were, from God, that after all this there was a plan whereby man should not perish, but that he should have everlasting life. God gave his only begotten Son to die for us. When our minds are constantly dwelling upon the matchless love of God to the fallen race, we begin to know God, to become acquainted with him. Right here in this little atom of a world were enacted the grandest scenes that were ever known to humanity. All the universe of heaven was looking on with intense interest. Why? The great battle was to be fought between the power of darkness and the Prince of Light. Satan's work was to magnify his power constantly. He was all the time placing God in a false light. He was presenting him as a God of injustice and not a God of mercy. He was constantly stirring up their minds so that they would have an incorrect view of God. How was God to be rightly represented to the world? How was it to be known that he was a God of love, full of mercy, kindness, and pity? How was the world to know this? God sent his Son, and he was to represent to the world the character of God. We want to keep this perfect pattern before us. God was so good as to send a representation of himself in his Son, Jesus Christ. And we want to get the mind and heart to unfold and reach upward. Let yours be the prayer, reveal thyself to me, that in thy matchless grace I may hold on the golden link, Christ, which has been let down from heaven to earth, that I may grasp it and be drawn upward.